Well, let me shift to a different kind of form. This time, I do have to make sure that you know what the rules of the game are. I want to read you a few double dactyls. Double dactyl is an 8-line poem in 2 stanzas. There are 2 dactylic feet in each stanza, which is to say, the poem goes bump, 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 except for the 4th and the 8th line, which you have a truncated dactyl, which it goes bump, 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 bump. The 4th and the 8th line rhyme. The first line of the poem has to be something like a nonsense syllable, like higgledy-piggledy. The poem has to be about a famous person. Ideally, the famous person's name should be made up of double dactyls, but I've cheated because all people, famous people whose names are double dactyls have been already written about, like Ludwig van Beethoven, Emily Dickinson. The second line of the second stanza has to be a single word that forms a double dactyl. Now, I think of this form as the masochist's limerick. And therefore, whenever you're dealing with a difficult form, it seems to me the object is not to find ways to make it easier for yourself, but find new ways to make it harder for yourself. So I've added one other rule for my double dactyls, and that each of the poems has to end with a pun. So in a few cases, I have to tell you how the word looks on the page so that you both hear it and, as it were, see it at the same time. It makes a kind of little literary tour as well. I'm doing a cycle of these. I'm only going to read you 400 of them now. I'm doing a cycle of them, and the whole cycle is going to be called dactylic punishment. You see, the punishment, they all have to have a pun. All right. And obviously, dactylic punishment is a double dactyl. You gotta listen very hard for this poem. Rhetoric, Robert Frost. Simile leads you to sigh over which road to take. Pity your reader who unallegorically walks through your meadow for nature's own sake.